Midnight Caller, Neil Atkinson and Rory Smith, and we're going to take this opportunity to talk about the rivalry, what with the game being on Sunday, and then another game the following Saturday between Liverpool and Manchester City, and where this rivalry sits in a sporting sense, in a corporate sense, in a supporter sense. It's long become a little bit of an odd one, Rory. It's almost got a prologue aspect to it in 13-14 when the two sides go head-to-head for the league title. Manchester City just edge it in the end by virtue of winning the final five games of the season. That felt like the beginnings of something. But one of the interesting things it felt like the beginnings of was a bit of an irritation, I think, at almost corporate slash boardroom level from a Manchester City point of view, that Liverpool that season got more coverage and arguably more positive coverage than the eventual champions did.
Yeah, that was definitely a thing that year. That there was, I remember having this conversation quite a lot with people around City, that from a journalistic point of view, and this is not just me, I think this is one of those rare occasions when you kind of can speak for the entire media. Liverpool were a good story that year because Liverpool were this massively flawed team with this kind of charismatic and vaguely cult-like young manager and the kind of perfect anti-hero in Suarez, who we all knew was kind of a bad guy and had done bad things, but he was also in the midst of possibly one of the top 10 individual seasons we've seen in the Premier League era. That Suarez was unplayable.
I mean, if not higher, if we're honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a Liverpool friendly audience. So I think a lot of Liverpool fans would say it's maybe the greatest individual performance of the Premier League era. I'm sure that Ronaldo and possibly even Rooney maybe topped it at some point, but Suarez was basically unplayable that year, and that was compelling. You had that strike force of Suarez, Sturridge, and Sterling. That was compelling. You had Rodgers, who was this slightly David Brent-y figure, but he appeared to be a real kind of passing fundamentalist. He was kind of the British Guardiola. You could sort of see that he wasn't quite what he thought he was, and that's compelling.